Welcome to your new morning routine, the WHO Morning Show with Jeff Angelo, News Radio 1040 WHO.
63 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, 8:07 on a Monday, August the 12th at your great Iowa State Fair. Jeff Angelo, the WHO Morning Show, kicking off another day, coming to you from the Iowa State Fair and the Crystal Studio. And in this first program, are we going to combine talk of food and music? You bet we are. Let's first of all welcome to the Crystal Studio Joe McConville. He's from the Bird's Nest to talk new fair food with me. How are you, Joe? Good to see you, man.
I'm doing quite well. A little different weather than we've had the last 4 days, but I'm doing all right.
It's pretty amazing. We got a little bit of rain. Now it's cool again. A lot of us in our long sleeves, hard to believe. So talk to me about your entry into the new fair food list. Drew a lot of attention, a lot of praise from the iHeart people that were judging it, and I'm sure a pretty popular item at this year's State Fair.
Yeah, we've got the fried PB&J. You can get grape or strawberry, you know, dip in our special batter, fry it up. It's like it's breakfast, it's dessert, it's whatever you want it to be.
And you know what? You can just carry it around, man. Yeah. I like that. It can be a snack. It can be a dinner.
It goes pretty fast, though, once you started to get into it. So you don't have to carry it around that long.
What's been the reaction there at the Bird's Nest?
It's been pretty good. I think every day we just keep selling more and more, and people are happy with it. And you see the smile light up when they bite, and then they turn it and, you got to try this.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, it's always great when you do something that people appreciate.
When you're developing a new fair food like that, Joe, like, what was the challenge with this one in order to make it come out just right for you guys?
Well, you think you get it good, and then, you know, a week later you got a new idea, and you're like, well, let's try it this way. And then you're like, all right, that's good. And then you're like, let's try it this way. To the point where the night before the fair started, we went, instead of putting honey over it, we put jelly on top. So it was one of those, I guess I need to get jelly now. So it's just you constantly want to, okay, it's good. How can we make it better?
But you know what? The good news is the first day of fair, you're like, okay, guys, that's it. You have to make up your minds on this thing.
Yeah. Now we're in it, but I think we found the sweet spot with it. So.
Well, and is there a particular jelly that's the most, this is PB&J. Is there a particular jelly you think is more popular here?
We got grape and strawberry. It seems like they're pretty close, but strawberry is kind of taking the lead. We probably should have been counting and had a little countdown to see which one won. But
tell me, Joe, where the Bird's Nest is located.
So we are right up by, if you go up the hill, not all the way up the hill, about halfway up the hill by the Mid-America building, find the big windmill and then you'll take a right.
And what else do you guys have? I know that's a really popular spot to
right
stop
by the Mid-American stage.
Yeah, so Mid-American stage.
A lot of good music. There's the Chicago Tribute Band tonight.
Yeah, Transit Authority.
Austin Snell was last night. He was great.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So a lot of good music. Even if you haven't heard of the people, just come sit down, get a PB&J, get some of the other food. We've got a loaded pickle fry, a pork burn end grilled cheese, an apple pie margarita, which is actually really refreshing.
Yum.
So a lot of good stuff, you know, plenty of beer. Come down and eat, you know, even if you don't know the band, come check them out. You'll probably like them.
Yeah, live music is live music, Joe. I'll tell you that right now. Joe McConville from the Bird's Nest. Joe, stick around because a friend of yours is about to perform here.
Yeah, I love
here.
Chip. I'm excited for this.
All right. Chip Albright is here. Chip's one of the many great, great, great local musicians that get spotlighted here at the fair. So, Chip, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself, your background in local music.
Well, I've been a Des Moines resident now for 25 years, but I did grow up in a small town in Kansas, Fort Scott, Kansas, down in southeast Kansas, home of Key Overalls, Key Brand, if you're familiar with all of that, which is great. But only really, and I've been writing songs now for 20 plus years, but really in the last year, decided to try to get those out a little bit more in the public. So having a lot of fun, got to play Pioneer Hall on Friday, we were talking how much fun the Iowa State Fair is, and it's just incredible. And to be in there in the middle of the Old Fiddlers Association, and Dave from that group hopped up, played John Prine's Paradise with us. Just an incredibly neat experience, and all the cross-pollination that takes place at the fair with the different exchange of ideas and seeing folks. It's a lot of fun and such a great place to discover new local.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, Chip. It just seems to me like this is the place where you acquire fans and they stay fans of your music, right?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. And you can see that happening for a lot of people on the Iowa scene. The Weary Ramblers, for example, which is an act that I would recommend that people check out. They're playing tonight at Stockman's Inn at 7 p.m. That's Chad Elliott. Chad Elliott's probably written like 1,200 100 songs. And then now he's teamed up with Catherine Severin Fox, and they're just phenomenal if you like Americana, bluegrass, storytelling, just great stuff. And as Iowans, we should just be so proud of what they're doing. They're going to be out on tour in North Carolina pretty soon. You mentioned Royce Johns. I love Royce's music.
Yeah.
His songs are so hooky. He's on at Jalapeno Pete's today, but also at JR's on the 13th. I'm at JR's today at noon, which is why we were able to work this out. And then he'll be back at the Craft Beer Tent, I think, August 16th. So all those groups, those establishments out here getting local acts in too, a big shout out to all of them. That takes a lot of coordination, effort, and for them to support the growing Iowa scene is really great. And one more person I just wanted to throw out for your listeners, if you're not already familiar with Jordan Beam and the song Iowa Skies, check it out. It's really beautiful. And we're talking about the recent weather, and it's like, oh yeah, let's not downplay these Iowa skies. They really are gorgeous. So that's just a few acts that, that I think are doing a great job.
Absolutely. And Chip, you brought your guitar along today. So I love to give the listeners a little flavor of local music here at the Iowa State Fair. So talk to me about this song and give me a little melody
this
here.
This song's on the most recent album that we did. That album's called Life of Mine. We released that in the fall. This song is called On This Hill. It's about a young farmer. He's got it good, but he's down bad. And for whatever reason, it just kind of takes me home. So On This Hill. Whiskey in my veins, dirt in my fingers, the crops are coming in, why does this pain linger? War rages on, sins in the air, my baby's gone, does anyone care? Thankful, say what you will, I'm not afraid to die on this hill, praying for rain. That's a little rain. And the love of Jane. Ooh, darling, I miss you so, every night when the sun goes low. A life worth living is here for you. If you take what I'm giving, just say I do. Ooh, you and Joe can join in there. Ooh, yeah. Grateful, thankful, say what you will, I'm not afraid. Die on this hill, praying for rain. And the love of Jane. On this hill. Thanks for letting me play that.
Chip Albright, that was fantastic. You're noon today at JR's.
Indeed.
Thanks
very
much.
Hope to see some folks there.
Yep. And
keep the party rocking at JR's.
Special guest we just kind of featured right there on that Chip Albright track with Joe and Jeff in the background there. So.
Wonderful. Let's take it on the road, fellas.
Ready to go right after the Iowa State Fair,
right
my friend.
Right after the Iowa State Fair.
Chip Albright, Joe McConville, thanks for making the segment so special. Appreciate
you
both. The Iowa State Fair coverage continues from the Crystal Studios. It's 8:16 at News Radio 1040 WHO.
Listen on the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, news, talk, and sports radio. Podcasts, too. Download the app. Free never sounded so good.